Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled Keeping the Vigil of Mystery.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that the child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Saint Joseph is central to the account in the first chapter of Matthew's Gospel about how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. St. Joseph happens also to have been given a central role this year. Just about 10 days ago, Pope Francis dedicated the year to St. Joseph, and he sent out an apostolic letter in celebration of the 150th anniversary of the proclamation of Joseph as patron of the Universal Church. The beautiful opening words of the letter read, and I quote, "With a father's heart, that is how Joseph loved Jesus." End quote. The heart of Joseph shaped every aspect of his life, as little as we know of it. Matthew describes him in this reading as a righteous man. That is, a man who desired to follow the law, a just man, and more than that. More precisely, I learned, it means one who lives in the Spirit of God. What would that look like? How would the recipient of such a great gift be one who lives in the Spirit of God? The poet Jessica Powers has written a poem under the title, "To Live with the Spirit." And her verses help me understand better St. Joseph, the righteous man. The poem opens with these words, and I quote, "To live with the Spirit of God is to be a listener. It is to keep the vigil of mystery." End quote. Think of Joseph, a listener, a deep listener, listening for whatever, whenever, wherever God might speak, through other people, in prayer, through angels, in dreams. And Joseph, keeping the vigil of mystery, that holy waiting which is every pregnancy, and in this case, an extraordinary one. The poet goes on, again I quote, "The soul that walks where the wind of the Spirit blows turns like a wandering weather vane toward love. Always it walks in waylessness, unknowing. It has cast down forever from its hand the compass of the whither and the why. End quote. Again, think of Joseph, an ordinary person like you or me. Like Mary, he said yes to the annunciation of an angel, empowered by the Spirit in whom he walked, and who led him to listen out of the depths of love, unknowing the whither or the why. We are invited today to contemplate this righteous man, Joseph. Matthew presents Joseph to us at a crucial moment in his life, feet firmly planted on the ground of his otherwise prosaic life, soul firmly planted in the Spirit of God, keeping the vigil of mystery, as do we in this Advent season.